All right, no two governments are exactly alike, and they never have been. All governments are a little bit different. But you can classify governments based on certain criteria. The first criteria is who can participate in the government. Who's going to be part of the government? The second thing that you way that you can classify government classification is by a geographic distribution of power. So how is the power spread out in the in the state, in the country? That's the second way. And then the third way is between the relationship between the legislative body, the lawmaking body, and the executive or law executing branches of the government. So there's three criteria for classifying governments in different ways.